The Waterloo region has been working to reduce car dependency for several years by revamping bus routes, making public transit more accessible, and planning ION train expansions into Cambridge. One Waterloo resident has taken on the challenge of traveling every Grand River Transit bus route in Waterloo region on foot. Jeff Bell, who is now retired, is a former employee of the Region of Waterloo and an avid user of active transportation, choosing to walk, bike, or ride public transit instead of driving. Bell says the inspiration to walk the routes came from a hike him and his wife did along the ION route.
My wife and I belong to the Grand Valley Trails Association. And during COVID, one of the hike leaders set up a hike along the route of the ION, 19 kilometers from Fairview Mall to Conestoga Mall. And at the end of the walk, we said, well, it's really interesting to see some parts of the city that we don't spend time in. And my wife said, well, why stop at the ION?
In 2023, Bell set off to start his journey.
So I started January 2nd, and I think I did the last walk on Labor Day weekend. I wasn't rushing to get it done because I enjoyed doing it and I didn't want to do it too quickly. That was part of the reason why I decided to do the long routes out to New Hamburg and Elmira and Breslau.
Cambridge was saved for 2024, as Bell says the journey would look a little different coming from further away.
And of course, there's a bit more time involved because I live in Waterloo, and it's a bit more time involved in getting down to Cambridge to do the walks. But I was eager to do Cambridge because it's a city that's so close to home, but it's a city that I really don't know very well at all. So it was a chance to kind of explore and see new sites.
Bell says his favorite route that he traveled is the number 16 in Kitchener. This route goes from Uptown Waterloo to Conestoga College.
You pass through pretty much every era of settlement from the 1800s to the current day, different urban landscapes. Right along the route, from very urban to quite natural when you got into the Dune Pioneer Park area, Old Huron Road, for example. So there was a real range, a real spectrum of different urban environments along that route.
The Region of Waterloo is always updating and improving transit routes. Bell says that his recommendation would be to extend to more routes to newer subdivisions.
And it's a real tough one because they typically are car-dependent neighborhoods, and trying to get people out of their cars and onto a transit route is pretty tricky.
Active transportation is Bell's typical mode of transportation. Bell even tracked how many times he used his car in a year.
I was curious. A couple of years ago, I knew I didn't drive very much because I didn't have to, and I logged the number of times I drove, and it was only 31 times for a year. And I got everything else done by foot, cycle, or transit.
Bell completed his 600-kilometer journey in 2024, and when asked if he plans on traveling any other routes, Bell says he would love to walk all community routes in the region and possibly the Iron Horse Trail from end to end, which is 5.5 kilometers. For Mix 98.5 News in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.